right, welcome to episode 2 of Love from Above with your sibling spirit guides. This is Brian, and this is my sister.
Maureen, so happy to be here with y'all.
So just as a reminder, so we are siblings that, Maureen channels from entities from above, and we're getting different insights, and we're getting direction to share this with others. And so we think there's some valuable things that we can pass on. So I think one thing we were going to follow up with, Maureen, from last week is, do you remember we gave this story about how this all started and the fire alarms are going off in my house and we couldn't figure out what was going on because there's no fire, and there was, you know, brand new fire alarm systems, and it was Toth coming through with a message that she channeled. But then I think there was a clarification I think we want to mention about that. Did you want to cover that?
Yeah, so we never went through the end. So it definitely was Toth because I channeled with him. But after we finished the channeling session, all the smoke detectors, which had been going off for randomly on different floors when we stood beneath them, suddenly went off and the house was totally silent. So,
yeah, right. Or actually, right when we started channeling, then everything stopped. So we knew that was it. And, you know, even my family, they're like, wow, that was weird, you know? So, yeah, it was pretty interesting that happened. So,
yeah. It was such a beautiful. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's got us to where we are. And so last time we talked about how, you know, the importance of numbers. So we have a different topic today, and Maureen's going to bring up this topic. And so I'm going to just turn things over to you, Maureen. Why don't you bring up the topic for today?
Yeah, so this podcast we named Love from Above because the messages that we receive from the star beings and ascended masters who communicate with us are so loving. And one of the first messages that we received from a group of star beings who don't have a name but have directed us to call them Aura, directed us on a way to get help. Which who wouldn't want a little help from above? I mean, come on, we all need some help. And it was really, really surprising to both of us. And they explained that they could not communicate with us without having a connection with our paternal grandparents, which was really surprising. Brian, do you want to explain to everybody what our relationship with our paternal grandparents were when we were growing up?
Right. So, well, first of all, I believe that our maternal grandmother passed before I was alive, or maybe when I was very small. I don't remember, but I all I know is we have no memory of her. And then our grandfather, you know, he had a stroke when I was very young, and he could never really talk. Now, he did live with us for a year or so, but he, you know, he wasn't able to speak. And, you know, then he passed when I was, I think, 11 or 12. So, you know, we just weren't super close to him. We just didn't have that type of relationship. So it's sort of interesting that that's the grandparents that are coming through in this connection with Toth and Aura. So that was really interesting to both of us.
Yeah. And so I'm older than Brian, and I remember visiting our grandfather before the stroke, and we had no communication with him. Like, he would talk to the adults and pinch, the only thing he would do would pinch my cheek like super, super hard. And
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So literally no communication with him, like no Christmas gifts, no birthday gifts. Like, so it was just super, super surprising. And in early messages, both of our grandparents came through and said, you know, please call upon us and ask for our help. And Brian, why don't you share how they wanted you to very specifically ask for help?
Right. Very interesting. So I had some family photos, like of all the grandparents and my parents up on a wall. There were wedding pictures. And then I don't know, for whatever reason, we redecorated that section and we just decided to remove those family photos. And, so we took them down. I had them, but they actually in a session said, oh, they asked that I put their photo back up on the wall because it's a way for them to keep an eye or look at what's going on in my life, so to speak. So that's what I did. And the other thing they mentioned, like we said, our paternal grandmother, we didn't really have any relationship with, but she desires to have a more of a relationship with us. So that was really interesting too. But the other thing I want to point out is I think we're aware of this from other messages and stuff. And even though they can sort of see what's going on and they're with you all the time, there's nothing but love. There's no judgment. And so, and as some people think, oh, I don't may not want those relatives around or something, but again, nothing but love from all those from above. And so, it's all good. But yeah, I thought that was interesting that the picture is a way for them to be able to see what's going on in my life. Not that they have other ways too, I guess, but that makes it easier for them, I think, is my understanding of it.
Yeah, that was very strange. I remember it was just a way too for them to strengthen their connection with you. And that was another message that we got that was, again, strange because our grandfather was a quiet, humble man. And one day, St. Stephen's Day, which is the day after Christmas, and it was a channeling session either that day or it was the next day. It was December 27th. And I channeled something from our paternal grandfather who said, you need to remember St. Stephen's Day every day. And I just couldn't imagine our grandfather saying, like, you have to honor us, on the saint's day. It just seemed really strange to me. And at the time, I was in Qatar. So, as a reminder for those of you who don't know, I travel the world continually as a nomad, and I was in the Middle East at that time. And they had an exhibit from Oceania, and all of these exhibits were related to honoring the ancestors. And by honoring the ancestors, by literally providing like food, there were all of these statues where you could literally put food in the mouth of the replica of the ancestor, or you could put on like a cloak that would help you transport to where the ancestor was. And there was also like this huge statue that you'd put on top of your house that was kind of like a weather vane to connect with your ancestors. And I was at that exhibit and I realized, like, as I travel the world, I'm always looking for the commonality between all of these different cultures. And whether it's in Mexico with a Day of the Dead or Oceania or, in Asia with a big influence of honoring those who've passed, like there's this universal, there's this universal experience of honoring those who've passed away, our ancestors. And so what did you think about that, Brian?
Yeah, that I thought that was really interesting. And the other thing they called to us is they said, so yeah, with the photograph and stuff to they can keep an eye on us, but that we should think of them on a daily basis and, call out to them or think of them and to strengthen the relationship too, which I thought was interesting. So then I made a practice of every time I walk by that picture, I say hello to Stephen and Mary, and so it's, and then even when I'm not at home, I try and think of them and calling them because the other thing I wanted to have you talk about is how they've been helpful in your life, right? You've been able to use them for to get different information about different problems that you're facing. I don't know if you want to go over that.
Yeah, so that was really interesting. We have gotten repeated messages, that they're always with us and that to please ask for their help. And there's so many teachings about this that, you know, they're there, but you really have to, you have free will and you have to ask. And so one of the first times this was happening, I was in South America at the time, and I just felt like I was starting to develop a dental problem. And I was like, oh, geez, I can't have a dental problem. And I had just got received a message that day from our grandparents. And so I said to my grandfather, I said, what is going on with my teeth? And he communicated to me by, like, inside my head, I saw the answer. And I use an electronic toothbrush, and I have to use the electronic toothbrush on the softest level. And I had somehow it had gone to the hardest level. And I was like, oh my God, that's the answer. I don't have a dental problem. I just need to turn down adjust the volume on this, the intensity on this toothbrush. And so that is like, it was amazing to me because I honestly, I was concerned. And so yeah, and as you can probably hear right now, like I've been had a bit of the flu or some bug or something like that, and I've been calling on them, and I do feel a lot better. I mean, I feel a lot better than I did a day or two or 2 days ago. So I'm really grateful for their help. So yeah, it's been amazing. Anything you want to add, Brian?
Yeah, it's sort of interesting because, like we said, we just to be honest, we're probably a lot closer to our grandmother on the other side, and so it's been just been interesting to see that this is the connection for our paternal grandparents are the ones that have coming through, and it's been surprising, but it's been good. So it's another just sort of surprise for us, but it's all good, and we're trying to make the most of it and learn through this journey. But I don't think I'm trying to think of if there's any other specifics or was there anything else that you wanted to cover today?
Well, I just wanted to bring up this episode just because I think that it has universal appeal. So, you know, I don't know, everyone has a grandparent, and it may be for you that's listening that, you know, you may be like Brian and I, like where the grandparent died before you were born, or you really didn't have a connection or relationship with them. Maybe they lived in another country or another city. But it does, apparently it doesn't really matter because they're there to help you, and they want to help you. I mean, that message has come in so many times that they really want us to ask for help. They want to form a stronger connection with us. And we've heard from them a lot. We heard from them this week with regards to, I won't go into specifics, but someone else in the family that they were able to make contact with, and they were so excited with. And there's one more thing I wanted to talk about, and this was a message that we got on a different topic about a month or 6 weeks ago. And we get so many messages. It's hard to, wouldn't you agree, Brian? It's like hard to like remember it all or, you know, I mean,
So we're trying to transcribe it and document it. There's just a lot of material, so it becomes, very time consuming. So trying to look at ways to improve that. But yeah, there's so much information, and yeah, so we're trying not to lose it and trying to keep it fresh and look for other. But there's so many different topics we can go into. But yeah.
yeah, there's topics from like, the history of the planet to mathematics is a primary one, and it's just been really, really. But the one I want to mention is we got one that talked about words of power. And I've been using this one ever since then, and they said that, so should we call on our grandparents to literally begin that sentence by saying, I invoke. I invoke. So you could say, I invoke Jesus, I invoke Buddha, I invoke, Stephen Mary to come and assist me with this matter, or come and help me with this day. And that is, those are words of power. So that's been something that I've been using every day, because like I said, who doesn't want a little help from above,
Yeah. And I just have a little quote I just looked at from one of the sessions that says, this is our grandparents talking, dear ones. This is the one you know is Stephen and Mary. And it says, we are delighted with the progress you have made. Thank you for calling on us frequently. We respond to every call, rest assured. Oh, this is the thing that I was looking for. It says, our lineage hails from the time before Christ. And we come together often in the circle known as family. We have repeated patterns from past lives. In this way, we are required or dedicated to serve. So, yeah, it's just, trying to make a daily habit of calling on them to help, whatever it may be, throughout your day. And I literally have like just simple stuff where like you need help with something or there's something that's not working. It was actually. Oh, I was having trouble publishing the first podcast, and I called on them and like, okay, there's got to be something I'm missing. It's make this easier for me, and it was super easy after that. So before then, I'd been sort of struggling on it, and just little things like that where you're having issues, you can call on your spirit guides and your ancestors to help. And help you with different problems you're facing. So that's something that I think is something we should all take advantage of. And it's, they're there to support and help you.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, that's I think about all we had. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Maureen?
No, I, we'd love feedback if you want to, let us know. Obviously, we're new to this. If there's topics you'd like us to cover, things you like or don't like, please reach out to us. Brian, what's the email for this
Yes, yeah,
podcast?
so the email, it's all together. It's lovefromabovepodcast at gmail.com. And so, yeah, we'd love to, have you share your experiences or ask questions. Send us an email with any type of feedback. And yeah, that's really it. So we're sending you, peace, love, and guidance on your journey and look forward to talking next week. We're going to try and do this on a weekly basis. So we'll try and do it around this time, the midweek, and get them published, by Thursday or so. And that's our goal. But looking forward to episode three. But thank you all for tuning in. And this is Brian.
And Maureen, your sibling spirit guides.